Are you ready? Let's go. Gather round and listen to stories from all over the world, sparking creativity and desire. Stories that will inspire. Come on, sit down. It's the best podcast in town. Professor Panda with Story Adventures.
Hello, scholars. It's so nice to see you again. Welcome back to Story Adventures. I'm Professor Panda. We have a great story adventure for you today. It's about a sly fox, some protective sheepdog, and of course, sheep. So, scholars, our friend the sly fox was feeling famished, and he came up with a very slick plan to try and get a meal. It's been a while since we've read a story about the fox playing some tricks. So let's go visit our friends the sheepdog and see how the fox's plan unfolds. It's been such a long time that I feel we need to check in. Have you had a good day, scholars? Have you taken the time for some deep breaths? Well, scholars, we have some time today, so let's get to it. Take a minute getting to your quiet reading place, and let's take some deep breaths. Deep breath in. And now. Deep breath in. And now. Deep breath in and out. Scholars, I hope you're learning as much as you grow in life. Let's get to it, scholars, because we got a lot of places to go and a lot of people to see.
The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. There was once a wolf who lived in a forest beside a sheep farm. You might think this would mean he would never be hungry. But there was a problem, for sheepdogs guarded the large farm, and the wolf was no match for all of them.
I should be having lamb dinner every day,
whined the lean, miserable wolf. His eyes narrowed hungrily, and his long red tongue drooled as he spied on the sheep from the shadows of the forest.
Look how deliciously plump they are, feeding on that lush grass all day.
The clever sheepdogs always made sure that one of them was awake right through the night, and if the dog so much as sniffled a wolf's scent in the air, he would bark at the top of his voice until the farmer came running out.
Stay away from my sheep,
the farmer would yell as the wolf ran for dear life back into the forest.
Come near my farm again and it will be the end of you.
So, as the sheep grew even fatter, the wolf became even hungrier and hungrier. He didn't know how he was going to survive. Then one day, as he peeped longingly through the trees, he noticed that the farmer was shearing the sheep. He watched as the thick woolly coats disappeared one by one. I'm taking these to market, the farmer told the sheepdogs as he lifted the coats onto the back of his truck. You keep an eye on that wolf for me. Any sign of him? Then teach him a lesson he'll never forget. The wolf continued to watch from the safety of the trees as the farmer drove his truck out of the farm. Just as the truck was disappearing over the hill, the wolf saw one of the bundles of wool fall off the back and onto the road. With a sly grin, the wolf suddenly had a wicked idea. Using the cover of the trees and the hedges, he sneaked along the road until he reached the bundle. He quickly unrolled it and draped the thick sheep's coat over his head and back.
"Look at me, a poor sheep who has lost his way."
He practiced his new voice.
I better go to the flock over there and see if they'll let me join them."
Feeling very pleased with himself, the wolf made his way back towards the farm. Being careful to keep his head near the ground, "Baa, baa," he bleated as the four sheepdogs approached. Wondering where he had come from, the wolf meekly told them his made-up story and then held his breath. To his delight, the sheepdogs believed him and let him pass to join their flock. The sheep also believed him, taking great pity on the wolf and welcoming him right into their center. It was just where the wolf wanted to be, well hidden from the dogs. "Are you hungry?" one of the sheep asked the wolf kindly.
"Yes, I am a little," the wolf bleated.
Meekly thinking how tasty the sheep looked,
"I haven't eaten for days."
"Well, there's lots of lush grass here," the sheep said kindly. The sly wolf started to plan when to pounce. He allowed himself a little smile when one sheep told him about a wolf lurking in the forest. "Don't worry," the sheep reassured him. "The sheep dogs won't let him get anywhere near." His cunning plan had worked. The sheep were all fooled by his sheep's coat. All that is, except the youngest. This small, scrawny lamb kept sniffling at the wolf. He was so new to the world that he didn't know what a wolf was, but she knew what a sheep was. "She smiles different than us, Mama," the lamb bleated. "And that's probably because she had a long, rough journey," my mother explained. "And look, she's got claws," the lamb said, "so small that she could see right underneath the wolf's false coat. And long, sharp teeth." At the mention of teeth, the sheep all started to bleat very loudly. The deafening noise alerted the four sheepdogs, who raced toward them. The wolf immediately broke free of the flock, the wool coat sliding off as he made desperately for the trees. The dogs were right on his heels, barking fiercely. It was only when the wolf had reached his cave right in the middle of the forest that he knew he had escaped the dogs. But his body was still trembling from head to toe. As for the sheep, they vowed to be a lot more careful in the future. They would never foolishly trust a stranger again, whether he looked just like them or not. The end.
Well, scholars, how did you like that story adventure? That fox thought he was more clever than the little sheep, didn't he? But our story lesson for today, scholars, is no matter what you scheme and you plan, you always have to remember that you can't outfox everyone. Scholars, the sheep need to be more leery of strangers as they learn their lesson in the end. Not everyone has good intentions, and sometimes you must take a second look when those bad intentions are revealed. Well, scholars, I hope that you had a good time with me, and I hope that you come back for another great story adventure. Scholars, if you love our podcast and you want to hear more story adventures, don't forget that we are everywhere where you get pods. A new podcast is uploaded every week, so join us as we have more adventures. If you want more of our content, then visit our YouTube channel, subscribe to our channels, where you will have fun on our awesome adventures with my pals, or maybe you need to visit our Calm Down Corner. Maybe it's been a stressful day and you want to relax in a place of silence and a calm atmosphere. If you want to support our story adventures, just visit our website, PCEO Central. We have books, learning material, workbooks, and much more. Scholars, I appreciate you for joining me on our story adventures today. Don't forget, scholars, no obstacle is too tough and no problem is impossible. All you have to get through it is inside. Scholars, this story adventure has tired me out, so I'm going to retire back to my laboratory. Until next time, scholars, don't forget, keep reading.